Please rise.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
Our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, And let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever. Amen. The psalm is Psalm 1.
Jesus said in the last chapter of Matthew, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you." The Apostle Peter wrote, "Baptism now saves us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." The Word of God also teaches that all people are born sinful and under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. "Therefore depart, thou, you unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You door of joy, receive the sign of the cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified." Faith is a gift of God and not a work of man. We believe that God creates faith in our hearts through the power of his word and the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." As this child receives the word of God in baptism, we believe that God creates this gift of faith. I ask you, do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? If so, then answer, "Yes, I renounce them." Do you believe in the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? If so, then join together with the congregation as we all confess the faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In light of Jesus' command not only to baptize, but also to teach everything that he has commanded, do you promise to bring Eudora to the services of God's house? Teach her the commandments and the gospel. Pray for her spiritual growth and provide for her further instruction in the Christian faith. If so, then answer yes with the help of God.
Yes, with the help of God.
May God enable you both to will and do this loving and important work, so that Eudora will be faithfully brought up in the grace, mercy, and peace of God our Father and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Eudora Joyado, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Apostle John wrote, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has caused you to be born again of water of the Spirit, and has forgiven all your sins, strengthen you with his grace into life everlasting. Amen. Peace be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, eight souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea. Yet led your people Israel through the water to dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Eudora according to your boundless mercy and bless her with true faith by your Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood all sin in her, which has been inherited from Adam and which she has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that she be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, she would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you.
Scripture reading for tonight is from Ephesians chapter 5, and most of you will have noticed that I lopped off the main part of this verse, the main point of this verse, husbands, love your wives, because I wanted to focus on the dependent clause which follows, which is really good theological stuff. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by the Son. The most powerful person in the universe is the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. And this Word of God, Jesus, comes to us in several ways. Maybe the most obvious way, of course, is in written scripture, the Bible. Whenever we read the Bible in faith, or especially whenever we hear the Bible preached in faith, God comes to us himself, and he promises us that our sins are forgiven for his name's sake. He promises that what once was dead is now made alive again, and he promises us that he belongs to us, and we belong to him, and we cannot be separated from him. But this word comes to us in other forms as well. Our text tonight tells us that Christ has cleansed his church by the washing of water in the Word. What does this mean, water in the Word? Well, it means nothing less than that baptism is the Word of God in liquid form. And just like the Word of God in written form, this Word of God in water form promises us that our sins are forgiven for his name's sake, promises us that what once was dead is now made alive again, and promises us that he belongs to us and that we belong to him. We are his people, and he is our God. Well, why do we need the Word of God to come to us in different forms, whether it's in written form or water form or bread form or wine form? It's because Jesus created both our soul and our body. Jesus came, both soul and body, to save our soul and our body. He died and rose again for our soul and our body. And if it's true that the Word of God is the only thing that possibly can create faith, then both our soul and our body needs this Word of God. I told my seventh graders this about a month ago, and some of you have heard me say this same thing before, so if it's old, I apologize. Angela and I tell our kids all the time that we love them. We tell them that we love them because we love them, and because we think it's important that they hear out loud this promise that they are ours, we are theirs, and that can never be changed. Angela and I also both frequently hug our children. We hug our children because we love them, not primarily because we're sentimental, but because we want them to physically feel with our arms around them this same promise that they're ours and that we're theirs, and that can never be changed. To deny them a hug with the pretense that, well, I told you that I love you, you really don't need the physical affirmation of it, wouldn't just be cruel, but it would be, in the completest sense of the word, inhuman. Inhuman, because our children are both soul and body. They need to hear out loud that we love them, but they also need to experience it physically with our arms wrapped around them. And in fact, this is exactly my experience as a father. All three of my kids, when they were babies, were held a lot by their mother and myself. They learned to trust me. When family members, distant family members perhaps, friends would hold them, sometimes even a couple weeks old, they would squirm and twist and cry and try to get away. And as soon as they were handed back to myself or to Angela, they would calm down and be at rest. Because even before they were able to articulate it or understand or to completely comprehend what was going on, even before they knew what it meant to trust mom and dad, they trusted mom and dad. That's the power of holding them. Baptism does the same thing. God doesn't just speak his words audibly to our children through the Bible, although he certainly does that. He certainly creates faith in our kids that way and in us that way. God also pours himself out upon them physically in water so that even before they can rationalize, even before they can truly intellectually understand, even before they can articulate the fact that God loves them and belongs to them, they will know that in Jesus Christ their sins are forgiven, that what once was dead has been raised to life, and that God is their God and that they are his people. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Have mercy.
For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the
Lord. Have mercy.
For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Alleluia.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord.
To you, O Lord.
Father, tonight we pray that you would bless you to our joy that your word, joined with the waters of holy baptism, might be strong to create and sustain the faith of Jesus Christ in her, and to bring to completion the promises which you've made to her and all of us in your gospel. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.